Now we're at least 10 days on from the announcement being made by Ishke Éireann that all businesses and households in the greater Aucoshla area were being urged to boil water as a precaution. The water notice was issued for customers served by the Aucoshla Public Water Supply Scheme. The notice was put in place for 340 customers following consultation between the HSE, Ishke Éireann and Kerry County Council. It was made due to the increased turbidity impacting the treatment process in the water treatment plant, which refers to the clarity of the water, and all customers on the scheme are affected. And here we are 10 days on. We've been contacting Irish Water to see if a representative will come on the programme this morning to talk to us about where things are now 10 days on. No one available. Fianna Fáil Councillor Brandon Fitzgerald is with me on the line. Brandon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
I imagine there's a fair amount of frustration at this is happening. No sign of it being lifted by any accounts. What's the situation to your knowledge?
Yes, quite a lot of frustration, but I can assure everyone that Irish Water and the local authority are doing everything that they can to ensure that the water quality in the Aucoshla area will be, I suppose, returned to good quality. And can I just would like to stress again, while this alert is there, please, everybody in the Aucoshla area, boil your water. If you're unsure, check the Ishke Éireann website and put your air code in, or use the helpline 1800 278 278. Don't take any chance. Boil the water. Look, of course, Jerry, as you alluded to in your intro there, 10 days, it's a long time. I was just doing a little bit of...
Especially during the summer as well, Brandon, when people are holidays and tourism and everything like that coming into it.
Absolutely, but it would be an awful lot worse if we didn't get this warning and people would be getting sick.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, with all the extra, I suppose, quality measures that Ishke Éireann have introduced, and the local authority team in the water services, they are ensuring that people won't get sick. Look, from my little understanding of the turbidity of the water, that's the clarity of the water, as you said, and as such, it isn't harmful. But what it does is, I think it stops actually the disinfectants and different things from taking effect. So while this turbidity in the water is there, it is very, very difficult for Ishke Éireann and the Kerry County Council Water Services to do anything. But I do know the Kerry County Council and Ishke Éireann, and they will do everything they can to get this lifted, but they're not going to take any chance with people's health. So as I said in the beginning there, if you're in the Aucoshla area and you're unsure, boil your water. And also for vulnerable customers who have registered with Ishke Éireann, they will be receiving direct communication, but please don't take any chance. Hopefully, given time, Ishke Éireann and the Kerry County Council Water Services will have this solved. But of course, Jerry, the frustration for businesses, individuals, the height of the summer, it is very hard and is very difficult to deal with.
Yeah, certainly is. Is the treatment plant an issue, or is it the water going into the treatment plant? Is capacity an issue there in the area of Brandon that we know? Is that any fact play here?
As far as I'm aware, I am not 100% sure on the exact causes of it, but what I do know is that the Irish Water team and the Kerry County Council team are investigating everything, what could be causing it, where it is coming from, and how to deal with it. But yes, of course, look, we all know the difficulties with the investment that we need in our water services throughout the county, and it is a thing that we should and always be looking for more investment in our water infrastructure. The more investment we get in the infrastructure for the water services, the better the quality of the water we will get, Jerry. So yes, of course, it is a matter of investment. And look, I use the platform Radio Kerry here now to call on more investment, that issues like this won't arise during the height of the summer and business and individuals be affected so much.
Yeah, because there is obviously breaks in water mains as well in the Mid Kerry area. Over the last couple of weeks, different breaks have disrupted water supply for them too. So frustration there too at the time of year. A couple of hospitality owners getting in touch with us saying they had to offer refunds and all of that. So the less of that you can have, the better, particularly during the summer period. And that sometimes takes investment.
Absolutely. We're always calling it. Look, I know it's a different issue, but it is still one and the same issue. If you do not have the investment in the water services, you cannot, I suppose, build houses. So we're always calling for more investment in the water services to allow Kerry County Council to I suppose, build houses in different areas. Your own Ken Mayer are waiting a long time for the upgrade. This is a critical point. We need the investment in water services in our county to be done straight away and not to be waiting. Will it be in the capital project? Won't it be in the capital project? Give Irish Water a big lump sum from revenue to say, here you are, go invest in water services in the county of Kerry so that businesses and individuals can have, number one, good quality water, but also that local authorities and developers can build houses.